how do I pay for all that expensive food? Doing Punch Up. I punch up movies in Hollywood. Punch Up is where they have a script for a movie that hasn't been shot, and a bunch of writers and comedians sit around the table and they punch it up. They make it better. They go, here, add a joke here, add a joke there. Move this scene, cut this scene. This should be at the end. This should be at the beginning. And you tighten the script up and you get it ready to go. And it's really fun. You hang out with your friends. It's a lot of fun. But lately, I've been doing Punch Up on all these computer animated movies. And what they don't tell you is those movies are 80% done when they bring you in. The movie's finished. So when you start saying, well, that opening scene's too long, I'd shorten, they go, whoa, hold on. We just spent $140 million on this. We're not changing anything. And then you say, what exactly do you want me to do? And they go, we need you to think up funny jokes that people off screen can yell over the unfunny, uninteresting action to make it a comedy. I didn't know you could make comedies that way. I didn't know you could take sad, boring footage and then have people just yell jokes over it. Like, can you take Super 8 footage of a kid's birthday party and none of the other kids the invited showed up and he's all alone with his little hat to the side and this sad little cake in the kitchen? I know it's awful, but then you have a guy off screen go, I just fell on my bottom into some butterscotch. And you go, wow, someone who I can't see, nor will I ever see, just fell into some butterscotch and is talking out loud about it the way nobody does. This is hilarious. Or you like just show Auschwitz footage of a guy going, I haven't seen this many ribs since I was at Tony Roma's. Wackety smackety doo. Or just show the World Trade Center collapsing. Eighth floor, men's shoes. Seventh floor, lingerie. Wabbity smackity doo. I'm having a party you can't see.